skills, a few new techniques, a few new insights, and so on, is not just a matter of technique. It's not a matter of learning new skills. It's not a matter of special endeavor which will bring us to success. It's actually the mercy from above, the Kripa Shakti, which is, as we have heard, the king of all of Krishna's different Shaktis. Krishna has Shaktis through which he manifests the world. Krishna has Shaktis through which he maintains everyone. Krishna has also techniques through which he gives intelligence to our sound engineer. Krishna works through many Shaktis, but amongst all his various Shaktis, his mercy Shakti, which comes from the spiritual world into the material world, is the strongest and the king, therefore, the most important for us. Where would we go without the mercy of Krishna? So, to appeal to the mercy of Krishna, each day we will chant this Krishna Namashtakam. It's a prayer. You will have to learn. We will have to learn it. It's a little complex. Nikila Shruti Moliratnamala Dyuti Nirajita Pada Pankajantam. You can find it there. Nikila Shruti Moliratnamala Dyuti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta Ai Mukta Kula Upasya Manam Paritastvam Harinama Sangshayami Ai Mukta Kule Upasya Manam Paritastvam Harinama Sangshayami Jaina Madeya Muni Brin Nagaya he Janaranjanaya Param Akshara Krite Jaina Madeya Muni Brindagaya he Janaranjanaya Param Akshara Krite Ram Nanadarat Api mana gudiritam nikilo kratapa patalim vilum pasi tvamanna dada pimana gudiritam nikilo kratapa patalim vilum pasi Yadaba subyutyam kavalita bhavadvanta vibhavo Drisham tadvandanam apidishati bhakti pranainim Yadaba subyutyam kavalita bhavadvanta vibhavo Drisham tadvandhanam apidishati bhakti pranayani Janastasyod, no cutters please, it will come again. Janastasyodatam jagati bhagavang nama tadane Kriti tinirvaktum kaiha mahimanam prabhavati Janastasyodatam
Jagati Bhagavan Namatarane Kiti Nivaktum Kaya Mahimanam Prabhavati. Brahmasa Shakriti Nishtayapi Vinashamayati Vinana Bhogai Yat Brahma Saksha Kriti Nishtayapi Vinashamayati Vinana Bhogai Apaiti Nama Spuranena Tate Prarabdha Karmeti Hiroti Veda Agadamana Yashoda Nanda No Nanda Suno Kamalanayana Gopichandra Vrindavanindra Agadamana Yashoda Nanda No Nanda Suno Kamalanayana Gopichandra Vrindavanindra Pranata Karuna Krishna Vityaneka Svarupe Tvai Mama Rati Uchel Vadadavna Madhya Pranata Karuna Krishna Vityaneka Svarupe Tvai Mama Rati Uchel Vadadavna Madhya Vacham vachakam vityudeti bhavato namasvarupa dvayam purvasmat parameva hanta karunam tatapi janimahe Vacham vachakam vityudeti bhavato namasvarupa dvayam purvasmat parameva hanta karunam Tathapi jani mahe yastasmin vihita parata nivaha prani samantad bhavet asyene ramupashya sopihi sadarandam budho machati yastasmin Asyene namupasya sopihi saranandam buru masame Rashita janati rashaye Ramya chitgana sukasvadupini Sudita Shita Janati Rasaye Ramyam Tidjana Sugasarubhini Nama Gokula Mahatsavayate Krishna Punavapushe Namo Namaha Nam Amahavayate Krishna Punava Pushenamunam Narada Vinojji Vana Sudhorminiyasa Madhuripura Narada Vinojji Vanna Sudhorminiyasa Madhuripura Dvam Krishna Namakamam Spura Mirasanira Sena Sada Dvam Krishna Namakamam Sura Mirasa Nirvana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhu Pada Jaya Prabhu Pada Prabhu Pada Dila Prabhu Pada Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Premanandi Hari 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 Bo. It's a beautiful prayer by Srila Rupa Goswami from Sri Stavamala. And the first verse, which we will just read today, paints a wonderful picture. A picture of a worship, an aratik. O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewels of all the Vedas. You are eternally adorned by liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadev. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. Have you noticed? It says here, the Hari Nam, the holy name, has toes.
Who has toes? A person. So Srila Rupa Goswami tells us here that the name is identical with Krishna, and his lotus feet are constantly worshipped by the Vedas, who stand before him and make an arati to him. You are the best of all our secrets, the most confidential teaching of all of our Vedas. That's you, my dear Lord, and they worship him. And not only the Vedas worship him, but also liberated souls like Narada Muni and Shukadev Goswami. They stand before the Harinam. So this first verse ends with Harinama Sangsharyami. O Krishna, in your most glorious form is the name. You are worshipped by the Vedas, those who hold the deepest secrets, and also by the liberated souls. I take complete shelter of you. And it's a wonderful prayer for Namashray, for shelter in the holy name. And we will chant it every day. You did exceptionally well. It's a little tricky, especially when the, I can only say it in German, when das Versmaß sich verändert, you know, when the length of the verses changes, but you were really amazing. It has a very beautiful tune to it, and don't despair if you cannot exactly get it, although you were very close. We will chant it every day, and after the retreat we are experts, and you can chant it in your school and in your work and it before your boss, and everyone will applaud. Well done, well done. So I wanted to start with the today with summarizing the knowledge or the teachings which were taught in the preceding workshops. I wanted to introduce to you the Kirtan arrow, and I want to ask some of you to go around and distribute this beautiful little card, because you will need it for this session. Please, everyone, make sure you get this Kirtan arrow from the devotees. While we distribute it, I will already start talking about it. This morning, you might remember in the morning class, we cited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the word Parama Upaya. That means the highest means, the highest method, the highest process to bring love of Godhead, and through the chanting is the chanting of the holy name. So the Srimad Bhagavatam gives an analogy of this. It says the Vedic mantra is the bow, the pure living entity is the arrow, and the target is the supreme being. It says that the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is something like a bow, huh? You are like an arrow, and if you know how to use this bow and arrow properly, you can actually, this bow will shoot you to the lotus feet of Krishna, but it sounds so, you know, we are short. But that's the idea. This chanting will bring you to the lotus feet of Krishna, just like a bow will bring an arrow to its target. That's the idea. Now, I was in my own research coming upon this verse from the Bhagavatam, and I was also studying other scriptures, Vedic scriptures, who give the same analogy, that chanting is like a powerful means compared only to a bow, which brings you, if you know how to use it properly, to your desired goal. So from this, we have taken this analogy and found five powerful processes in our scriptures and in what Prabhupada says, which help you to take proper aim and use the bow properly. I have challenged our devotees in the past with the question, are you chanting? That they all say, yes, 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 Maharaj. And then I say, have you already attained love of God? And they say, no, 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 Maharaj. Then I say, but in the scriptures it is said, if you chant, you obtain love of Godhead. You are not chanting, you are only shadow chanting. You are imitating. And then the devotees were very sad with me, and some were angry, but I didn't care. There are already so many people angry at me, so no problem. I didn't want to offend anyone while making this observation. I just wanted to point out that if we know about a method and the result of the method, and the result is not coming, then we must be doing something wrong. Like I remembered, I was, when I came to Krishna consciousness, I liked halava very much. Now I'm a little older and I have learned some restraint, but it was very terrible with me. You know, I really was prepared to break in to refrigerators for a little bit of halava. So then I decided, well, it may be better if I cook myself my halava, then I have a sufficient quantity for me. And I got a recipe, and I thought, let's use this recipe and make some halava. But then I speculated, because there was double as much water there, and then farina, and I thought, I wanted more essential, more concentrated, you know, not so much water. Water dilutes everything down. So I speculated and I took only, you know, where I should have used this much water, I took only this much water. And the result was highly unsatisfactory. It sounded like chewing on sand. Not sounded, it tasted like that. So I had used a method that is to make halava, but I had used it in the wrong way, and the result was desert sand. I think most of us do the same thing when they chant. They use a certain method, a process, a sadhana, but they don't do it in the right way, and therefore they go through the desert of chanting. They don't really make the experience. So I want to take you now through what I could find out in our scriptures as the five essential instructions on chanting, and we will do exercises on them. Our first is alignment. Could you find it on your kirtan arrow? Yes, it's the first point where you have to turn it around, and there it says arrow A, and the first point is alignment. Can someone read out to me what it says there? Wonderful. Tune body, mind, and heart to achieve full presence and attention. See, if you align, to align means to bring into line or to connect properly. For instance, if you have a car, you need to align all the systems in the car. The fuel and its combustion, the wheels, the steering, and then the car will bring you somewhere. Or if you make a physical exercise like push-ups, you need to just bring yourself properly there. You need to lay on the floor, that up and down, up and down. If you have your foot on your ear, it won't work. You have to put it all into line, really. So when you want to chant concentrated, you have to start with the body. Please, let's start by sitting properly. You have heard this many times, Prabhupada said this many times. How do you sit properly? This is an interesting question. First of all, Krishna, it's really helpful if you have a little cushion after your, under your, now comes a new word for me, coccyx. Is that an English word? Rangadevi, you know, coccyx. It's a little, you know, where the dog has its tail, we have a little short tail, you know, that's the coccyx. Tailbone, thank you, tailbone, that's very easy. Tailbone, yes. So you have to somehow sit on that thing and then make a small little bend in the lordotic region. And then please roll your arms a little bit back so that you open the chest. And then bring your head in an upright position. If you sit like this, you will see wonderful results in the physical dimension of chanting. You will see you will not get tired, you will be very attentive because the pranas or these energies which supply all your vital centers with energy are not blocked somewhere. If you are like this, it's blocked. But if you are like this, it can flow very freely. There are studies out, and I have someone sent me just recently something, which says if people have the right posture, they tend to be more positive in their life. But people who, Hare Krishna, who are like this, they are usually very unenergetic in their life. Did you notice how Prabhupada would walk and sit? Well, always like this, and he was really upright, and there was a lot of space in the chest, and so on. So I acknowledge that this is not so important, the physical dimension, but because some of us may still require help from that dimension, it's good to keep in mind. The physical aspects are also that you chant with the right speed. Usually Bhaktivinoda Thakur says a round should take between 6 and 7 minutes. 6 and 7 minutes. Now don't worry if you chant a little shorter or a little longer, but if you have finished one round in 3 minutes, or if you are still chanting the same round after 15 minutes and have not come to the end, there is something terribly wrong with your concentration. sometimes you need to check a little bit with a clock if you are on track. It is helpful, but it varies. You know, like breathing varies for each individual. The speed of chanting also varies. These are approximations. Mm-hmm. So that was the body. I go quickly through it. Align your mind. The essence of mental focus is really very, very simple. It is to always bring your mind back when it has drifted away. That's in all yoga traditions, including bhakti yoga, the essence of it. And Krishna describes it in the Gita, yata yata nishalati, wherever and to which place ever. The mind has wandered due to its restless nature. Bring it back. My dear devotees, it's not a problem that the mind wanders. This is what the mind does. What is a problem is if you don't bring it back. Don't become terribly disappointed with yourself if you find your mind, especially on a day where a lot is happening in your life, wandering around. That's not a crime. That's the function of the mind. But where you have to endeavor, or where the whole practice is done in mind control, is to bring it back from wherever it wanders, and gently again apply it to the practice. Now there are a number of techniques which we teach in the Japa retreat, and one is the Traktaka meditation, which I would love to do with you at this moment. Let us all chant, and we will help our mind to focus by looking at the printed version of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Whenever the mind wanders, and that should not come as a disappointment, if it does so, you just bring it back to where the mantra is, huh? where the lines of the mantra are. It's almost like reading the mantra. You can also do this by looking at the deity forms of Radha and Krishna, the deities of the mantra, and that will help you also to keep your mind spiritually focused. This is, as I said, Traktaka. Let me just say to you, when your eyes wander, concentration is really difficult. Try to speak to someone and just go like this. You'll get crazy. I can't even continue my lecture, although I... It's not possible. The mind just doesn't work when the... So if you want to stop your mind from wandering, fix your eyes. This is the yogic knowledge. Huh? When you sit in your apartment, Anandavadana, in your castle before Berlin, you all have to visit Anandavadana. He is residing in a castle where you find gold in the carpet, in the tapestry. It's amazing. So, and you, if your eyes go to the gold in the carpets and in the tapestry and in the crystal chandeliers. So just stop the eyes from walking and around and bring it to the Hare Krishna mantra. So let us do this, please. Your task here is, I want to repeat it, whenever the mind walks somewhere, you just stay with the Hare Krishna mantra. Whatever happens, I will challenge you a little bit. I will maybe try to divert you. Don't listen to me. Just stay with the Hare Krishna mantra. Maybe I shouldn't do it because you are all very advanced souls. So, okay. Read the mantra. Don't just speak it, but read it with your eyes. Huh? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Read, read. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. Now I will bring you to a little bit more advanced stage. Prabhupada was once asked what to do with our mind when we are chanting. It's so restless. It always goes somewhere. And then Prabhupada gave us a very easy concentration technique, which I want you to apply next. You have to chant, said Srila Prabhupada, and hear. You have to chant with your tongue and then hear the sound. That's all. What is the question of the mind? For Prabhupada, there was no restless mind. And he said to us, with our restless minds, that we should do two things when we chant. We should not just produce the sound, we should also receive or listen to the sound. Another time, Prabhupada said something which I find so wonderful. I explain about this in the Amrita Vani, the training newsletter of our retreats, where Prabhupada says, just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. Just mark the two elements in this instruction. You need to chant sincerely, and then just try to hear that. Just like you are listening now to me as I'm explaining this very nice concentration technique of Srila Prabhupada, you have to listen to yourself chanting, and we will now turn away from this and just have only the sound for us. You please produce the sound of the Hare Krishna mantra purposefully on your tongue, and you please hear it on your with your ears. Even if you hear, of course, all of us chanting, I would therefore say, let us not chant so energetically like in exercise number one. I will do this. I will show you how to chant. But let us all try to hear. Let us, you know, produce the sound and hear the sound. This will capture the mind. I will just chant alone for one mantra, and then when I am finished, you please chant together with me. I'm chanting alone to show you how loud we can chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hear yourself. Listen to yourself. Make sure the sound enters your ear, but also your awareness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Yes, now we come to the last point in alignment. It is to bring the heart to the practice. We have heard about sitting properly and being, you know, in a way where we are, where we can be most alert. That is, in a straightforward way we sit, we sit tall, we say. We have heard about concentration, which basically means to bring the mind back and to bring it to these two functions, chanting and hearing. Now we will bring the heart to our practice. The heart is obviously engaged or awakened or, you know, enlivened through prayer. Therefore, in our scriptures, we will find a prayer which I would like to read to you. O Sri Harinam, you manifest in many forms, like Ada Aghadamana, the subduer of sin, Yashoda Nanda, the son of Yashoda, Nanda Suno, the son of Nanda Maharaj, the lotus-eyed, the moon of the gopis, the lord of Vrindavan, and Pranata Karuna, the compassionate master of the surrendered souls. And you manifest as Krishna. And then the last line. O holy name, let my attachment to you increase more and more. This is a prayer which the devotee prays in a mood of taking refuge. My attachment is now going to so many things in this world. I'm so inattentive to spiritual things, but so attentive to material things like movies, etc. Or if I'm praised, I'm very attentive to the praise. But I'm not so attentive when it comes to you, my Lord. Please, somehow, do something that my attachment to you, to your name, increases. And this is what we do, especially when we do group kirtan. Let's now chant the holy name in kirtan, and let us really pray as we sing for the holy name to increase a little bit of our attachments. Gaurahari, it's more important that you start. What we always think.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, more heart. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
When you align your heart especially, you will really increase significantly your attachment to the holy name. But if you chant and your heart or attention is at different places, not with the holy name, or simply is not switched in, you're just chanting with half of your human abilities, you will not be able to make so much contact. And about this, making contact, is our next point in the Kirtan arrow, relationship, R for relationship. Enter the awareness of your eternal relationship with Radha and Krishna and infuse your practice with this connection. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that, has made a difference between shadow chanting and real chanting. He said, when you do shadow chanting, you chant without a connection to making a connection to the person whose name you chant. I would like to give you an example. Gaurahari, what's today for lunch? I hope I get the Knäckebrot from Switzerland. This is one way to say, Gaurahari, this is now connected, say, what do we get for lunch? I hope we get the Knäckebrot from Switzerland. It's a totally different thing, you know, to be connected with the person whose name you say. Oh, I say, Mahojwala, you are from Cologne, I know. Nice to see you. And, you know, but to say, Mahojwala from Cologne, I can't believe my eyes. You know, it's immediately a connection is made. So when you chant a shadow-like, you chant the name of Krishna, but you are not connecting with Krishna in your mind. Whereas when you chant properly, you chant with sambandha. And how to do that, we will learn in a moment. We will make a sambandha meditation according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Huh? But I really want to make this point very clear. If you have only the shadow of something, but not the substance, you will not be satisfied. I'm always joking this, you know. Imagine Radha Desh management would decide to make the prasadam a little bit more economic. So they would cook a wonderful preparation, a pizza with olive oil, capers, and this green salad. How is it? Ravioli or raccoli? Ricola, thank you, Ricola. So that would be the pizza. Then what else? Ice cream next to it. And then a cake and cream. That would be the meal. Imagine. But for economic reason, they would only make one pizza, one cake, and one ice cream. And then they would have one of these floodlights, and they would produce a shadow of this preparation for economic reasons and give you the shadow of the preparation. They would say, you worked hard on your first workshop in the Japa retreat and we made a feast for you. It's here, the shadow. What you would say, after all this work, I get the shadow of a pizza. And then what you would do 100%, you would feel undernourished and you would make arrangements. You would maybe break into the bakery or plunder the restaurant. You would look somewhere else for your nourishment. I think that is what happens most of the time to many of our members in the Hare Krishna movement. They get a shadow of spiritual experience and they are hungry. That's why they go to the world, to serve themselves the worldly dishes. No? If you want to have a real Krishna conscious experience, my dear devotees, you must stop shadow chanting. And you must make a contact. So, in the scriptures, it says that it is so absolutely important to make this contact with Krishna that you could say it's something like a turning point in your whole spiritual life. There is this verse which I will read to you in a moment. But I would now like to make with you a little sambandha meditation, which I have taken from Harinam Chintamani, chapter 3, text 25. There in the purport, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us three little meditations which will help us to do to do the real chanting. Would you like to do this? Yes. Yes. So, all right. So, what we will first do is we will wake you up. Please, just do this a little bit while I talk. It really will help you. Don't worry, I won't look at you, and only a little bit, maybe. move it a little. Yes, it is so good. It just brings your nerves. Bhagavad Dhamma, the hand should reach to the ceiling. Yes, thank you. And now you have to bring your arms really back. Our aim is to open our chest. Imagine your best friend has your palms and just brings them back. My God, is it far back? I was never so far back in my whole life. That's good. Now shake the hands again. You will see your whole. Do you feel something? Some energy is coming, no? Yes, that's intended, because if we meditate without energy, we have the snoring club here. So again, go back, huh? More, why don't you go back? A little bit more, please. Krishna, some sweat is coming, that's desired. And then shake their hands. Though it feels icky, isn't it? It's all right. Okay. See, you're under electricity here. Sit tall, please. Breathe out completely. And slowly breathe in again, and then, actually you can breathe in normally speed, and then again, complete exhale. It's very important. Your whole rib cage should help, your stomach should help to just get all the air out. We really want to become airless. I think we have the window. Oh yes, we have a lot of oxygen for you, so that is not a problem. Breathe in a few times normally now. Now we will start to watch our breath. Breathe in through the nose very calmly. And breathe in, breathe out through the nose very calmly. You're in a safe atmosphere. Whenever you breathe out, relax your body. Start with the shoulders. Just let them go down. Relax the trunk of your body. We aim at being totally relaxed but incredibly aware at the same time. On an exhale, relax the thigh, the knees, even the feet. And now when you breathe out, totally surrender to gravity. It means you just let go of everything. The gravity will hold you together. Now I will read to you a very, very nice meditation. I request you to be totally alert and ponder and think about the points
which you hear. Bring your attention to the heart area and meditate about the following sentence from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I am an atomic particle of consciousness. I am a spiritual soul. And Krishna's eternal servant. Just meditate about what it means to be an eternal soul, part and parcel of Krishna, his eternal servant. Now bring your awareness to Krishna and meditate about the second sentence. Krishna, the unlimited Lord and my only Master, Krishna is the unlimited Lord and my only Master. You are part of Krishna. Now look from this position to the material world. The material world is meant to reform my absent-minded tendencies. Look at your life. The many things which you do, some of them you have worries about, some of them are all right. All this mixture of what you do, the relationships, the easy ones, the complex ones, everything here is meant to reform your absent-minded tendencies. And from this position, that you are an atomic particle of consciousness, part and parcel of Krishna, that the material world is only meant to bring you back to your original relationship. Let us chant very slowly. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare
While you sing, you have to really meditate about this. I'm a part and parcel of Krishna. I'm a spiritual soul. I'm really not belonging to this world. Yes, I'm for some time in this body. But the whole purpose of my being here is to make this contact again. And through singing, I will make this contact, so please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
A little bit more heart, please.
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
So, Hare Krishna. The third point is rendering service. Do the chanting with Sevan Mukhe. You all have a mukha, a face. This face, if you want to chant, must be turned to service. I'm just seeing Rick turning his face around in such a beautiful and graphic way. Mostly, we are looking like this when we are in our lives. We don't look to Krishna, but we look to the world. This is called Bahya Mukha. The face is turned towards outside things. The chanting means to become Antarmukha, or more specific, Sevan Mukhe, that is turned towards service of Krishna. There is this very, very well-known verse, and maybe I did forget this printout which someone gave me. You printed it out. Maybe it's on your computer. I want to read this to you. It's from Prabhupada. Very, very heavy instructions. The verse which is often quoted to make us understand what is necessary to chant is Atasi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai. It means no one can understand the transcendental nature of Krishna through his materially contaminated senses. Only when one becomes empowered with the service mood, then, thank you very much, then at that time you can purify your material senses, and then a spurti comes about. A spurti means a revelation of Krishna. Krishna, you can't go to Krishna, but Krishna can go to you. Krishna can come to you and he does so when you do service. Here Prabhupada says, with this mind you cannot understand. You cannot even think of Krishna. With this tongue, Prabhupada continues, you cannot chant Hare Krishna. No! With these ears you cannot hear what is Hare Krishna. No! With these eyes you cannot see what is Krishna. No! But if you purify, just like cataractic eyes cannot see, but if you purify these same eyes, then you can see everything. The eyes will remain as they are, but you have to purify. This process is purification. Sevan Mukhe, now he quotes that part of the verse, Hi Jivadu, that purification takes place when you engage yourself in the service of Krishna. If you want to find this amazing lecture where Prabhupada said you can't think of Krishna, you can't chant Krishna, you can't hear Krishna, you can't see Krishna, nothing. Your eyes, your ears, your tongue, your mind is useless. It doesn't bring you to Krishna consciousness. But if you purify it, if you want to read this lecture, my dear devotees, it was just sent to me by one of the members of the Vanipedia people, Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, text number 1. Okay? It was given in Montreal on June 10th, 1968. Thank you. So, for me, this is maybe one of the key notes in chanting, key points in chanting Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, as you know, I have a very bad character. I always want spiritual experience, if possible, yesterday, and so on. And I'm went for many years now to India, to Vrindavan, where I just sit stubbornly for the whole, from the morning 4 o'clock to evening 10 o'clock in one place, and I just chant. And I thought, well, if I do this for 50 years, then Krishna will have to show himself one day.
But it doesn't work like this. Krishna doesn't, you can't grasp Krishna. You can't force Krishna like you force a waiter. Do you know what is a waiter? It's in the restaurant. In Yugoslavian language we say konoba, and in Deutsch ein Kellner. You can't say, hey Kellner, Kellner, come, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. And then he is forced to come. No. Krishna will only come to you when you sevan mukhe, when you turn your face in service with him. When you do, for instance, your 64 rounds day. My dear devotees, at that time it's your service day. It's not now I do a yogic process, I do a concentration exercise, or I do one of the exercises of the japa retreats. No, it's really I'm going to serve Krishna by chanting his holy names. Only if you have this attitude, only if you have this orientation, only if you turn your face like that, will Krishna come to you. This, so rendering service is a very, very important point. I would now like to do a little exercise with you on this. It's almost, let me see, where is it? Yes, it's here. I would like to, request you to sit tall. This will be now a little bit more advanced. Please exhale deeply, like you have learned. And then immediately go into a very deep and very constant breathing. Inhale and exhale deeply for a few rounds. I will now try to sharpen your realizations. Please close your eyes and just try to listen and identify the sounds which I will make. What is this sound? No, don't look. Yes, you don't need to say it. Just identify it for yourself. Okay. Now comes a little more difficult sound. What is this sound? No, don't say it. Just... Now become incredibly attentive. Listen to all the sounds which go on around you. Can you hear the children outside? can you hear the birds outside? Just be incredibly aware. Maybe you will hear someone coughing. Birds, children, if you're very aware, you might hear someone breathing next to you. I can hear someone snoring in the back. And now I request you to hear yourself chanting. Just very, very softly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We will chant in one voice. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna. Please take your right hand to your right ear and just hold it like a telephone receiver and then chant into your hand and you will hear your sound much louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Namo Hare. Thank you. Now we will continue chanting by trying to concentrate on one mantra. That is really only one mantra at a time. We try to be constantly together with this one mantra. That means we hear the Hare, we hear the Krishna, we hear the Hare, we hear the Krishna, we hear the Krishna, we hear the Krishna, we hear the Hare, and the second half of the mantra just as well as the first half. I will just chant it alone and then we will chant it together. And you are not thinking of the next mantra and you don't think about the past mantra, which was maybe not so well chanted. You're just in the present with this one mantra, nothing more. And when the mind goes, you bring it back to the mantra, okay? Now I will chant it alone and then we will chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Continue. Continue, please.
Now let the mantra go like a river through your mind. The mantra goes through your mind. The mind is something like a riverbed or like a bowl, and the mantra is like a river or water just flows through you. And stay with the mantra. Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Now, if you want to do step three, that is rendering service, you must be aware of the meaning of the mantra, which is, my dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please, engage me in your service.
It is said, one is immediately free from the clutches of Maya. Let's have our little orchestra here. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya, if he seriously and sincerely says, my dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please, engage me in your service. Please say, my dear Lord Krishna,
my dear Lord Krishna,
although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant.
Please engage me in your service.
Now from this position, please chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare,
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
There are two more points on the Kirtan arrow, but I will not go with them into detail now. I will just mention them. There is open the heart, which means really to cultivate the Kirtan Bhava of separation and longing experienced by Lord Gaurachandra. Fill your chanting with genuine devotional feelings. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the fifth verse of his Shikshastakam And we will practice on this in one of the coming days. But Srila Prabhupada said how we should chant. He says, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And crying just like a madman, this is Krishna consciousness. This is the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness. When one will be mad after Krishna. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us a way. And the Goswami also showed us that way. So this mood of separation can truly be experienced by someone who has lost the illusion that the material world is home. Then there is the next for V. It's for welcoming the gift. I will only mention them brief here, but you will see we will talk about them in relationship to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's verses. You know, welcoming the divine gift of Krishna consciousness will really come when you surrender to Krishna your life. I very much like to tell the devotees my favorite pastime with Krishna because it relates so much to the lives of myself and those with whom I have talked about this. You know, it's about this beautiful relationship which Draupadi had to Krishna and the fulfillment of that relationship. You know that Draupadi loved Krishna dearly. Once when Krishna visited Hastinapur, Draupadi was serving him fruits in the afternoon. She would not let her maidservants do this. She personally wanted to carry the fruits and cut them for Krishna, then offer them. So this time she served sitaphals. These are fruit which you cut, and then immediately when it's cut, you have to eat it, because when the oxygen comes on the fruit, it spoils the fruit. So this time Draupadi had not cut the fruits, but gave the fruits with a knife for Krishna to cut them. And Krishna, the expert master of all skills, took the knife, smiled at Draupadi, took a fruit in his hand and went like, and cut his finger. Draupadi was shocked and she immediately took her zari and ripped a piece of zari material and then gave it to Krishna for Krishna to bind his finger and bandage the wound. Krishna immediately said, Draupadi, for this gift of a zari, I will pay you in millions of zaris. So that's why when Draupadi needed Krishna's help at the time when she was brought by before the elders of the Kuravas, she had her period, her womanly days, and she was dressed only in one piece of cloth. You know, it was something to put over the body, made just from one piece of cloth. And that was soiled. There was her menstrual fluid was there. So she was brought in that situation, which is a situation when women are very tender, very fragile, very, and so on. She was brought out in the public assembly to be stripped naked before everyone with their greedy, lusty eyes. So Draupadi, when she was brought there, called out in anguish, Krishna, then went to Bhishma and said, Bhishma, save me. She continued to chant, Krishna, oh Krishna, and then went to the kings and Dhritarashtra and everyone, and finally she tried to defend herself by holding tight to this one garment which the
this rascal Dushasan wanted to take to uncover her. And Krishna didn't come.
Only when she finally took her hands and called out like this, hey Govinda, hey Krishna, and she surrendered totally, did Krishna give the cloth.
So when Krishna later met with Draupadi, Draupadi said, "My dear Lord, I have a question. I called you and you came, but why did you come so late?"
They almost were successful.
And Krishna said, "Listen, Draupadi, listen extremely carefully. When they first tried to disrobe you, you chanted my name, but you took shelter at Bhishma's feet. You chanted Krishna, but you said, 'Duryodhan, protect me against this injustice.' You went to all the kings and took shelter. Only when you finally turned to me, when you chanted and took shelter of me, then I know, now she wants me. And then I came." So my dear devotees, this is a profound truth. Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked the question, whose prayer does Krishna hear? You might say, everyone's prayers, of course. But no, it's not that simple, my dear devotees. He hears it, but with one ear. He hears Saranga Sharanagati Hoi Bejahara Tahara Pratana Shune Sri Nanda Kumara.
Whose prayer does Krishna, the son of Nanda, hear? The answer, the prayer of one who submits unconditionally to the sixfold path of surrender. Sri Krishna hears the prayers of those persons. So, ultimately, if you want to chant properly, you need to surrender to Krishna. While you chant, "Krishna, my life is here and your world is there. My life has become complicated and void. I have developed so much attachments. Krishna, please take me to your world." We have a beautiful prayer which we would like to chant at the end.
Dhuva pada palava dvajato marumana ishame vishaye velopora utahite takata punanai milai anodina karuhun utasha.
Should we try this? Oh my God, this is beautiful. It says, "I gave up the shelter of your feet, my Lord, which are soft as newly grown leaves. And now my mind has become dried up like a desert, being scorched by the fire of absorption and horrible worldliness." Should we sing this, or is it too devotional for you? You are laughing? Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, I don't know the first line. Let us improvise. Prabhu he tuva pade manita minate mora. Prabhu he tuva pade manate mora. Tuva pada pallava.
raja tomaru mana dwapara pallava raja tomaru mana dwapara pallava raja tomaru mana Dvapara Pallava Dvaja Tomaru Mana Vishame Vishaye Belo Bora Vishama Vishaye Belo Bora Vishama Vishaye Belo Bora
O Lord, I offer this humble prayer at your feet. I gave up the shelter of your feet, which are soft as newly grown leaves. And now my mind has become dry, so dry, like a desert being scorched by the fire of absorption and horrible worldliness.
Utaite takata Punanahi miloi utaite takata Punanahi miloi utaite takata Punanahi miloi takata Anudina korohinutasa Anudina korohinutasa Anudina korohinutasa Janata Tuhun Kahayasi Dina Janata Tuhun Kahayasi Dina Janata He Tuhun kahayasi Dina jana nata Tuhun kahayasi Tumari charana mamasha Tumari charana mamasha Tumari charana mamasha
Tumari charana mamasha
I find no strength to rise again And thus I spend my days bitterly lamenting O Lord, who is called the master of the meek and humble Your lotus feet are my only hope.
Aichana dina jane Kohi nahi miloi Aichana dina jane Kohi nahi miloi
Kanchana Dina Jana Kahi Nahi Milai Tuhun More Koro Parashada Tuhun More Koro Parashada Tuhun More Koro Parashada Tuhun Ajana Sange Katalange Tuvajana Sange Tuvakatalange Tuvajana Sange Tuvakatalange Tuvajana Sange Chaduhum sakala palamada Chaduhum sakala palamada Chaduhum sakala palamada
There has never been a soul as forlorn as me. Please be merciful and award me the association of your devotees. For by the pleasure of hearing discussions of your pastimes, I shall give up all evils. And we will hear the last verse in English. One hopes animates my soul. One hope is there. I spend day and night singing your holy name while living in your divine abode. Your servant Bhaktivinoda begs a place in the supremely cooling shade of your lotus feet. One hope, I spend day and night singing your holy name.
Ah, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare
Go, Premanandi, Hari 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 Bol.
I congratulate you. This was your first workshop. I hope it was not too hard work. I want to request you now to turn for 5 minutes to your neighbor and just discuss with the neighbor. Listen, not just immediately discuss, but there is a certain subject which is... I have to explain. After this 5 minutes, we will all turn to the altar and chant for 1 hour together a japa before our lunch prasadam. This is part of the curriculum. It is required chanting. Then, if you have done this, you have a free afternoon, totally free, nothing to do for you, except there is one optional workshop. Optional means you can come or you cannot come. Gaurahari will offer from 5 to 6 o'clock japa, where you can chant here. See, we have seen many times during retreats, devotees were so absolutely absorbed in the classes and the workshops and everything and the excitement of being at a new place that the very thing they came for, the japa, suffered. So we have given time during our retreats for group japa, where we can all relish together. But before doing this, you need to kindly turn for 5 minutes to a neighbor you feel confident with and discuss what of the insights which you have heard you could apply to your japa now. Huh? That's very important. Go through the points. You have your kirtan arrow, you can look at the different points, and you can then discuss what of the points struck you and what you want to apply immediately. It's very important that you do this before we start. Start now. It doesn't have to be the most sympathetic neighbor you have ever seen in your life. It's really a work, huh? Start now. Vielleicht machst du ein bisschen Hintergrundmusik noch. Es geht so gut. Tolles Gehör. Ja. The shell of your feet, which are soft, is newly grown yet. Is it a painful little bit?
Are you going to speak some more, or because I switched it off now and I have to go?
Just you may go. I can talk like this. I will just stop them and then give
up. Switch it back on.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Nice to see you. Krishna Dasi.
I'm only here for 2 days.
But the fact that you came gives great pleasure to my heart. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Somehow, I think that in the future we will have a lot of opportunities for sound mixing. Because this thing with Kirtan Melas, we were at the ground now, we inspected the ground, it's good. And now we will do something in Australia, and then we do a big kirtan thing, yeah, with Madhava.
In Acha.
for visiting different devotees or just seeing different places? You're what? Oh, wonderful! It's in October 2012. There is something to plan for. We want to do something for all the Australian devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. Thank you for coming.
You have...
Oh, Krishnadas! 2 more minutes. And please, what will you do? Huh? What will you do?
Weil er in dem Filmbar drin ist. Ich verstehe. Ja.
Na, man kann ihn ja mal einladen, dass er wirklich nur Fotos macht. Manonani, ich saß dir gleich. Ich saß dir. Lass mich mal. Warte doch gleich. Ich mach. Vielleicht im Anschluss.
Haribo, Haribo.
It's so nice for me to see you are a very active crowd. You're talking like anything. So I would suggest now, thank you very much. I would suggest that we make a pause of around 5 minutes. You might like to go outside. It's a little warm in here. Or you might like to take care of yourself, visit the restrooms. Maybe some of you would like to just lay down in your bed for 5 minutes just to... and then I suggest that in 5 minutes or so you come, and then we will do japa together, group japa together before our deities. This will be very good if we can do that. You will see the japa retreat will gain momentum when we do. I also have a request. Maybe you can make the windows open on your side. See, I have to wear this coat because I have a coat, and always the window is made open where I am, but never where you are. But see, I never fall asleep when I give my lectures. I am so better is you do your... But maybe there is because of the sun, I think it's, huh? Okay, so see you all in around 5 minutes, and please then come and take your seat here. We will face the deities. It's a pause now. 5 minutes, 5 minutes.